time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio for a school update, I have Dina Wise. She is the principal at Bruin Point Elementary in East Carbon. It's always fun when Dina comes in because there's so much that goes on out in East Carbon, and they just have a lot of fun. If I were a kid, that's where I would want to go to school. Dina, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, Dave. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, once again, you came in and you said, you know, I'm going to have to talk really fast because there's so much going on. Yeah. Let's start at the top and work our way through it.
Okay, let's
How was your end of the quarter?
Oh, it was amazing. We did something that we've never done before. We decided that we want to recognize and celebrate all students. So our students have set out SMART goals, either in the area of academics, behavior, or attendance, because those are our school improvement goals. And they wrote down what they want to celebrate. We brought the entire student body into the gym, and every student stood up to the microphone, shared what they were celebrating, and we cheered and we hooted and hurrahed, and it was just phenomenal.
So the whole school got to celebrate?
The entire school, and the kindergarten teacher was worried. We've got some shy little kindergartners, and she's like, I just don't know. And the shyest little girl in kindergarten stood right up to that microphone, and she said, I can read my sight words. And it was like, wow. You know, so it was just, they're working on their public speaking skills, they're getting recognized by their peers, and it was so much fun. And then they went back to their classrooms, and we gave them our brand new school shirts that have our new logo on the front, and then on the back, we're working on being safe, being kind, and being helpful, and that's written on the back. And then they had classroom parties to celebrate their second quarter achievements.
Don't go backwards.
Well, I know.
Don't go backwards.
It's going by so fast.
And also, the first of the year, they always have the spelling bee. How did the spelling bee go?
Well, spelling bee was just recently. Mm-hmm. We just had that, and we sent three students. We sent two fourth graders, John Huff and Bryson Ferguson, and one fifth grader, Juna Valdez, to Carbon High for the district spelling bee. And unfortunately, we didn't make it that to the regionals, but they all did a great job. We held a school spelling bee, and it was super fun.
And you guys, you were saying something about your favorite holiday.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. Love is in the air.
Right.
And we are going to have a big celebration this year. We've incorporated it with our family literacy. We try to do that at least once a quarter. So we have ordered books for every student in the school. It's a Valentine's book, so we're going to give every student in the school a Valentine's book. We've invited parents in to come, family members to come in and read with their students. And then, of course, we'll have our traditional Valentine's parties where the kids exchange Valentine's and eat candy, and then we send them home for the holiday weekend.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Send them home. Get them sugared up.
That's right.
Get them sugared up and send them home. That's exactly the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay, you were talking something about an art program that's going on.
Yeah, so we have the Beverly Taylor Sorensen Art Grant, and we have Miss Sarah Feek that is our new art teacher for this year, and she just finished up the fifth grade international print exchange. And so every student researched, I believe it was just somewhere in the United States, and then they created a print, and those will be sent out internationally. We will receive prints internationally that Sarah will bring out and share with the fifth grade students, and they had a lot of fun doing that. And now she's getting ready to start her project in first grade, which is a project that's connected with math, and it's has to do with geometric shapes.
And you were talking about this program, the international program. It sounds fascinating. It sounds really cool.
Yeah.
What are they doing with that?
With the
International program.
Well, that's part of the art. They they did the print exchange. So they made the prints, and they will send those out internationally, and then we will get prints back from all over the country, you know, all over the world. So Africa, and I'm not sure all the
places. So you're learning art and geography all at the
art
same time.
Art and geography at the same time. So that's connected to social studies. And then in first grade, it'll be connected to math.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
All right. You said something about coming up in March. You're going to have another family night.
We're going to have another family night in March. We also have DARE going on in fifth grade right now. And we have a fantastic opportunity in April. We get to take our entire student body to see James and the Giant Peach. So I'm sure for a lot of our students, it'll be the first time they've ever seen a play, and maybe the only time. So we're super excited about that. And fourth grade is currently reading James and the Giant Peach, so they're super excited.
Kind of getting ready
for it. Yeah, they're super excited about it. And then, of course, we have our reading initiative that I have to talk about because we're so excited. Our goal is to get our kids on reading level by the end of the year. And I was talking to my first grade teacher last night, and jokingly she said, if you would just let me have my kids for one more year, I would have them reading all on the end on third grade level by the end of second grade, because currently they're all going to be reading on first grade level as high as second grade level by the end of first grade. So we're really excited. The direction that the superintendent has given us with the reading initiative has just made the world of difference for our students.
Well, that's one of those things that we've talked to the superintendent a couple of times, and he always brings that up, as it seems like that's the one that raises all the boats.
Oh, yeah, is what absolutely. He always says,
if you can read, you can do anything. You can do science. You can do all of your homework better because you can understand what you're reading
absolutely.
And you can comprehend that. So that's a great thing, that the reading program that's been going on. Now, it's been 2 or 3 years that it's been a big push.
Yeah, this is the third year that, we kind of eased into it and got our feet under us and got the teachers to understand and administrators to understand what we needed to do. And now we're running with it. And our school is filled with books. Everywhere you turn, there are tubs of books, and kids have book bags. And we have the dentist come, or we have a vision screening, and the kids, instead of just standing in line doing nothing, poking their neighbor and messing around, they sit down with their book bag and they read. So and we've also started after-school tutoring through our Trustlands funds. We have funding for tutoring, and we're targeting those kids who are not, where they need to be in reading, so that we can give them some additional support.
And that's a great thing as well. And then before you know it, it's going to be end-of-year testing, and then the school year is going to be over.
Yep, and we're excited. We did some mid-year we didn't use the RISE testing system, but we're looking good mid-year, and the teachers are really focused on our essential standards and getting kids where they need to be, and we're really hopeful for the end-of-year testing. We've seen a lot of growth and a lot of positives this year. It's been a great year.
Very good. Now, did we cover everything?
I hope so. As soon as I get out in the car, I'll go,
I see.
Rising Raptors family
Raptors.
Night. Yeah. We did kind of talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we did talk about it. Did did we talk about it on air or off air?
Talked about it. You mentioned the family night.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know as though you mentioned the choir.
Okay, yeah. Ambassadors of Hope, Wendy Grant's choir. That's the problem when you talk before air and then on. So she has a choir group, and it's made up of students from all over the district in the elementary, and they came out and performed for us. And then in April, they just did a few of their songs, and then in April they're going to have a big concert and perform all of the songs from Why Try. And that was it just touches your heart when you hear those kids up there singing about being resilient, and life is hard, but you can climb that mountain, you can overcome obstacles. And so that was this past week, and I was really tired, and it was late, and I just was like, called my husband and said, I don't know if I'm going to stay for the whole thing. But then when you go in there and you see those kids and how hard they're working, it's like, I can't leave. Like, this is amazing. I have to stay and be part of this. So it was really fun.
All right. There you have it. Dina Wise from out at Bruin Point in East Carbon. So many great things going on out there. Thanks for taking out the time and hanging out with us this morning. Now I'm going to let you back to school.
All right. That's where I need to be. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.